Laser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Right there on Thomas Beck Road. Live music Thursdays and Friday nights. Check them out at confluencebrewing.com. Now, speaking of Confluence, always representing as one of the 80 different craft brewers at the Iowa Brew Festival. We will have your tickets in just a couple of minutes.
But before we get to that, ooh, that smell. Can you smell that smell?
In Des Moines.
I don't know if you know this, but there's a scent downtown. And for decades, people have been complaining. Between 200 and 400 different smell complaints have come into the city, and they're trying to figure out what is causing the smell that is more prevalent. In the summertime, there are odor monitors. Basically, they're putting noses all around the city.
What does it smell like to you?
I would say probably like dog food.
I think I initially thought it was maybe something with pigs.
Dog food all the time. We know a lot of people that live downtown, and like everybody notices it. It's like that weird thing that when you live downtown, like you all talk about the bad smell.
Dalton Jacobus here from the city on a fact-finding mission.
We're able to see the data in real time off our phone, laptop, tablet. So we're trying to be really smart to tie what is the actual number that the complaints could be tied to for each of these different constituents we're monitoring. I don't know what is an acceptable level of odor for somebody up in Waveland area or Union Park or near South Side. So we need people to submit complaints when they observe odors that are nuisances to them.
I love how he's like, we need people to complain.
Yeah, right. Like, this world needs any more of that.
I know.
There's just been some funky smell that pops up in different parts of the city that is more prevalent than others. It is more severe in different parts of the city, and they are trying to find the source of the smell. Now, there's a bunch of meat. There's a meat processing plant. There's a river. There's a farm tire factory.
I find it unbelievable that there's a quote-unquote foul smell, because I never would call it dog food. It smells like old oil from cooking, like the smell that you smell when all the restaurants are cranking out food.
Well, you and I have lived in big cities, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've lived in downtown Kansas City, downtown Milwaukee. You're in downtown Seattle. We're downtown in Des Moines. To us, this is what the city smells like. Like, there's some funk, there's some food, if there's water nearby, sometimes that lays into it. Like, if you get off the plane in Milwaukee, at the airport's right by Lake Michigan, at the right time, you get off the plane, you can smell Lake Michigan from inside the Milwaukee airport. It's just part of it. It's so weird, though, because some people who aren't city folk, who might be small town or more rural, who have moved into this part of town or maybe live out in the sticks, it's a different kind of funk. Whereas to me, if I'm anywhere near farm, I smell manure, I'm appalled by it. But other people are like, yeah, that's just farm smell. So it's just kind of weird, like, what you grew up with, what your nose and your body and your olfactory is sort of used to.
I'm saying that it's no mystery. It's the restaurants.
I don't think it's just the restaurants. I think it's a lot of things. Again, it's a meat processing plant. It's a tire factory. It's the Des Moines River. It's all the lakes that we have around here. It's also restaurants.
Well,
but the smell is more prevalent in the summertime than it is in the wintertime. And restaurants don't shut down in the winter.
That is actually a funny commentary, because when we're down there walking on the Women's Bridge, for example.
Yeah.
I love the smell of the water, because to me that smells fresh. Other people smell dead
algae
fish.
And dead fish. Yeah,
To me that's fresh. That's like fresh air. That's like as fresh as the air can get. Water, algae, dead fish, birds. Like, so the animal smells to me are like.
Well, they're just trying to figure out what the source of it is.
Febreze, make a scent.
What is the Febreze scent you want?
Like the Des Moines River.
I want the Des Moines River scent. Can I get Raccoon River in a can, please?
Yes.
Spray it around my car.
To me, that smells great.
If you're watching TV this weekend and you have ESPN Plus, be on the lookout for a new docuseries. It's called Full Court Press. If you want more Caitlin Clark, this is your spot. Peyton Manning put this thing together that features Clark along with the big 6'7" center from South Carolina, Camila Cordoza, UCLA's Kiki Rice, and Peyton Manning, who did, you know, has done so much for those of us who are watching. I think he did the quarterback series on Netflix. I'm not sure. but he put this together. I can't wait to see it. Oh, Caitlin Clark was at the premiere yesterday.
Well, she was the producer.
She's one of them, and she was working with Peyton Manning.
It's really good. I honestly wish it was like more episodes because there's so much amazing content that we captured.
It's done by Peyton's group. Did you have any interactions, phone calls with him about this?
Oh, yeah. Like, he was the man. Like, he pitched it to me, and I'm actually an executive producer on the show. So I watched it. I cut out stuff. I added some stuff. But, yeah, Peyton was very involved. He's the one that had the first idea of it, obviously with what they did with quarterback, and they knew the hype around women's basketball, especially college women's basketball, going from the championship we had with LSU my junior year and then moving into this season, and really wanted to capitalize on that. So, you know, they captured content all year long and followed us around. Our coaches were great. All three coaches were in it. Teammates were in it. Family members. It's really special, and, you know, Peyton's been fun to work with and obviously a big supporter of myself, and obviously coming here to Indianapolis, like, he couldn't be more happy to.
Of course, Peyton played for so many years for the Indianapolis Colts, such a big fixture in that city. She's now with the Indiana Fever at Omaha Productions. Peyton, that's his company. He did do quarterback, which everybody loved. Even non-football fans loved quarterback, about Mahomes and Kirk Cousins and Marcus Mariota. But she was there for the red carpet premiere yesterday. South Carolina head coach Dawn Staley was there. Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter was there. Tamika Catchings, one of the great female players of all time, was there. Of course, Peyton was there. It's going to be called, again, it's called Full Court Press. It comes out this weekend. ESPN Plus, which is not ESPN. So even when you have your 17th Yahoo account to try to get the Fubo account, this is still not part of that tier. You have to pay for this. I'll send you a link where you can stream it illegally. It's fine. I'll find your link. It's
cool. Thank
you,
Wickets.
You'll be able to watch that one.
I just want a full... I'm afraid this is going to disappoint me. That's what I'm afraid of.
Well,
I'm like, I want a get ready with me. I want to see her selecting her Prada outfit. Like, I want to hear about... I want to watch her brushing her teeth in the morning.
Well, I think
that's what I want.
Did you watch quarterback? I don't remember.
One
with Mahomes. Because if you don't even like football, most people liked quarterback because it was the story of Mahomes' life off the field. Like, yes, football was a big part of it, and the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl was a big part of it, but it was about he and his wife Brittany and their kids and buying a house and all those kinds of things and charity events and Kirk Cousins and his family and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's a whole element to that. That's why it's so... Because, look, football fans, we're going to watch football, all right? You're not going to watch football, but you're going to watch stories built around football players that are great stories. And Cousins and Mahomes are in two totally different places in their careers, but their stories are so good. And I think that's what this is going to be. You've got Caitlin Clark and the pressure of being the face of women's basketball for a year and a half built into this. You've got South Carolina's center, Camilla Cardoza, and being the biggest player on the best team, and that story, and the redemption from when Iowa beat them last year in the Final Four, and following that team and whatever they did off the court. Like, that's the kind of stuff you're going to see that I think is going to really, really bring you in. I'll watch it regardless because I'm a sports nerd, but I think you'll like that stuff too.
To be clear, I love football when it's not just dragged out and long. The games are just, they're so slow moving. Like, for example, when I watched Prime, Coach Prime.
Oh, God.
That was the perfect amount of football.
I think that's what you're going to get with this. Something along those lines.
All the highlights.
Yeah.
All of the action, all of the stuff, none of the whistles and the lining up and the taking breaks and the cheerleaders. Like, it's so slow for the actual meat of the game.
Well, this, I think, is going to begin when they lose to LSU. Mm-hmm. And then there's the journey in the offseason, maybe when they go to Italy, because they did spend some time abroad, the Iowa women's team. And then picking back up as the number two or three team in the nation, whatever they were preseason. And Caitlin with all of her awards and all the pressure, then following the year. And then, you know, breaking all the records that she did, and then going to the tournament, and then getting to the championship against another one of the players they followed in Cardoza.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be, I think this is going to be really cool.
Yeah. Like, similarly, basketball is slow moving. I love the foul shots. Because that's the point
that's
when, it's like,
that's when nothing's happening.
No, that's what it,
you're nuts. You're nuts
the
on that.
The shots. All this I want to see are the shots.
This is
shots.
One of the worst takes you've ever had.
I'm
basketball's
just telling you.
Boring until the foul shots.
Well,
that's
no,
one of
until
the worst.
All the shots.
That's
and what... they're not always taking shots. Sometimes they're passing. Sometimes they're dribbling. Sometimes they're getting blocked. Like, if it was just about taking shots, like a big game of horse, that's what I would love to see.
Okay.
Let's give away some Brew Fest.
Thank God. Get me off this before I lose my mind.
Morning Brews.
I'll put this up on Facebook if you want to see more about the docuseries coming.
Brought to you by Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Live music Thursdays and Friday nights. ConfluenceBrewing.com.